Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
China's premier says they'll create a level playing field for foreign businesses. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. As the US and China try again to negotiate a trade deal, China's premier Li Keqiang said today that Beijing will create a level playing field for foreign firms. Private and foreign companies have complained that China requires them to share their technology and that they get less access to financing than state-run enterprises. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
Proposed tax cuts and fee cuts will be made equally available to Chinese and foreign-owned firms. There's also a plan to bring forward by a year the lifting of restrictions on foreign ownership of securities insurance firms. I think these are real significant moves, and China is going through a process of opening up and creating a more level playing field. It's a slow process, it must be said, but it's a definite trend.
Now, he didn't comment specifically on U.S.-China trade tensions, but do you think this is confirmation that both sides do want to compromise?
I think it does underline that fact, yes. Mr. Li does have his own domestic Chinese agenda to pursue, but there's no question, I think, that the trade tension with the United States is doing damage to the Chinese economy. There are benefits in having technology and expertise and investment resources coming in from outside to underpin the next stage of China's economic development.
Andrew Walker, let's do the numbers. Stocks in Asia are higher, but possible new tariffs on European goods to America has investors on edge. And Australia's central bank cut its key rate for the second time in 2 months. In June, it eased policy for the first time since 2016 as a housing market slump and slowing Chinese growth hit its economy. Anheuser-Busch InBev wants to make a splash in Hong Kong when it lists a minority stake in its Asia business. It's expected to be the city's biggest ever public offering and would surpass the high-profile listings of Lyft, Uber and Pinterest. The BBC's Victoria Craig reports.
The world's biggest brewer is looking to raise $9.8 billion when it lists its Asia-Pacific business in Hong Kong and begins trading on July 19th. That's according to a term sheet seen by multiple media outlets. Shares are said to price between $5.13 and $6.02. There are more than 50 brands in the company's Asia-Pacific business, including Budweiser, Stella, and Corona. In its first quarter filing, Anheuser-Busch said it's aiming to create a consumer goods champion in the region and believes its Hong Kong listing will provide more opportunity to buy or merge with other brands. Though the Wall Street Journal reports data show beer consumption in China has stagnated as consumers look to other alcoholic drinks, China is still expected by 2021 to surpass America as the world's largest beer market by sales value. For its part, AB InBev reported a more than 6% increase in revenue in the broader Asia-Pacific region last year. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
The Women's World Cup semi-final between England and the US kicks off later today. It's expected to be watched by an unprecedented global audience. The BBC's Alice Porter has more.
The global viewing audience for the Women's World Cup is expected to reach up to 1 billion. Investment in the sport is at record levels, and stadiums in France have been packed. But that doesn't always equal success. Some national teams don't even survive between major tournaments. Gaining sponsorship can be a struggle, and women's pay pales in comparison to men's. While this year's winners in France will receive $4 million, for last year's Men's World Cup, the total prize money was $400 million. Even in the US, where football, or soccer, is more widely recognised and very well paid, the women's team complain of discrimination. They are the reigning world champions but have filed a lawsuit against their own governing body, complaining that they earn less than their male counterparts who failed to reach the 2018 World Cup. This is Carly Lloyd from the USA team, shortly after winning their last World Cup title.
We've proven our worth over the years, just coming off of a World Cup win, and the pay disparity between the men and women is just too large, and we want to continue to fight. The generation of players before us fought, and now it's our job to keep on fighting.
One of the key parts of financial parity is commercial backing, and for this World Cup, the deals have been pouring in. Tom Corbett is head of sponsorship for Barclays Bank. Earlier in the year, they announced the largest ever commercial investments in women's sport in the UK.
We now think the opportunity is right for us to transfer some of that knowledge and that credibility and that experience and that funding over to the women's game.
Advertising is a key part in that process of making women's football commercially viable beyond the World Cup, and many companies have been keen to get in on the action.
You may think I have the body of a weak and feeble woman,
but I have the heart and stomach of a king.
And a king of England, too.
To rally fans in England, Budweiser reached way back in history, using Queen Elizabeth I's famous speech to her troops before they went on to fight the Spanish Armada. But does this newfound commercial interest in women's football actually translate into getting more people to watch the beautiful game? Lindsay Douglas is the women's sport global lead at Nielsen Sports.
Countries like Brazil, France, Italy, Spain, Netherlands, we're seeing big audiences, but and definitely here in the UK, we've seen the England games break the records for women's football.
There's no doubt this tournament has put women's football on the map like never before. But players will be hoping that the momentum behind this World Cup will continue. In London, I'm the BBC's Alice Porter for Marketplace.
Ooh, cannot wait to watch that US-UK semi-final in Lyon in France. Now, finally, Vienna is using negative online reviews to entice tourists. You heard that right. A review of Vienna's Leopold Art Museum gives it 1 star, saying paintings by Austrian masters like Gustav Klimt are, quote, disgusting. The campaign's message: come and see for yourself. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.